I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is April 11th, 2015. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today's show is taken from the website The United State of Texas. It begins. Welcome to the Republic of Texas. Do you disagree with most of America? Dude, only the red or conservative parts. They continue. Do you, as a Texan, want your freedom back? Sorry, dude, not a Texan. But just out of neighborly curiosity, what freedom do you think you need to get back? They wrote, sick of Obama already? Dude, I see what's going on. Your butts are still burning over the fact that there is a black man in the White House. They wrote, sign the petition for Texas to secede from the Union. Dude, I would love to. In fact, what surprises me the most isn't that you are trying to secede from the Union, but that the Union hasn't already asked you to leave. They wrote, Texas was admitted as a state to the United States of America on July 4, 1845. The conditions were clear. Texas was a republic, and at its choosing, could divide itself into convenient states of four, with equal representation as other states in the Union. Dude, I think you left out the most important facts about how your state began. Allow me to fill in the huge gap at the beginning that you conveniently omitted. In the early 1800s, the world was becoming more civilized, and the institution of slavery was being outlawed in nation after nation. In the 1830s, Texas was part of Mexico. But Mexico joined the civilized world in criminalizing the most vile and disgusting activity ever recorded in human history when they outlawed slavery. But your illustrious state refused to be drawn into a civilized world. Like many Muslim cultures today, Texas wanted to remain mired in the Middle Ages. They wanted to keep their human slaves. So Texas broke free of Mexico with the help of the United States and joined America as a slave state. But to your misfortune, only 24 years later, the North forcibly took away your slaves. Since you couldn't take your frustrations out on Northerners, you began a century-long attack on your victims, blacks. In psychology, that is referred to as displacement. It is the response of cowards. In the 150 years since the Civil War, Texas has never forgiven the North for freeing their human slaves. You have to be the most vomit-inducing excuse for humans on the planet. There. Now the audience has a fuller description of the history that you forgot. They continue. During the Civil War, Texas joined the Confederate States of America by a majority vote of its citizens. Dude, you don't seem to understand that that is not something to be proud of. It is a humiliation that you have never lived down. They wrote, Texas seceded from the Union in February 1861 by the voters. Dude, you called them voters, hoping the audience won't realize that it didn't include women, blacks, Indians, etc. If you were capable of honesty, you would have replaced voters with whom you are actually referring to, white men. They wrote, at no time since that secession have the voters of Texas accepted or voted to rejoin the Union. Dude, that's because you lost the war. Your acceptance wasn't required. Maybe you don't understand the concept that it is the winners who make the rules, not the losers. They wrote, The only ongoing requirement of Texas government is that no constitutional revision should deny the vote or school rights to any citizen of the United States. After the Civil War, all Southern states were issued a proclamation of peace, in essence, readmitting them back into the Union. Since its secession, no proclamation of peace, which was executed by the other Southern states, exists between Texas and the United States. Thus, the Declaration of Secession remains. Dude, maybe the United States was trying to tell you something. It sounds like the other states were all welcome to return, but that Texas was free to go back to Mexico. So why didn't you leave? Was it because they wouldn't let you keep your slaves? If you wanted to leave tomorrow, you would certainly have my vote. As soon as your oil runs out, which will happen in about a century, the only way you people will be able to support yourselves is by selling your daughters into prostitution. Now they have a secession summary. 16 years after Texas joined the United States in January of 1861, the Secession Convention met in Austin and adopted an Ordinance of Secession on February 1st and a Declaration of Causes on February 2nd. This proposal was approved by the voters, but even before Texas could become independent, as provided for in the text of the ordinance, it was accepted by the provisional government of the Confederate States of America as a state on March 1, 1861. Dude, here's the link to the document about secession, and I provided him a link. The document makes it crystal clear that secession was based on human slavery. Dude, here is one excerpt which I think shows the world just what kind of subhuman scum you people really are. Quote, based upon the unnatural feeling of hostility to the Southern states and their beneficent and patriarchal system of African slavery, proclaiming the debasing doctrine of equality of all men, irrespective of race or color, a doctrine at war with nature, in opposition to the experience of mankind, and in violation of the plainest revelations of the divine law. End quote. Dude, I don't think it is necessary for me to add anything to that, but it does make clear why Christians want to homeschool their kids, especially in Texas. It is to protect them from science and history, so the parents can brainwash their kids with dishonest Christian propaganda. They wrote, when the war ended in April of 1865, Texas was still considered to be in revolt. The last battle of the Civil War was fought on Texas soil after the surrender at Appomattox. Actually, dude, the war continues to this day. Military operations ceased in 1865, but the battle to bring Texans into a modern civilized society is still ongoing. You might say that Texas represents the Saudi Arabia of America, which makes me wonder, maybe it's something in the air around all those oil wells. They continue. Southern states remained under military government until their legislatures adopted the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the United States Constitution. The readmission to full national status varied from state to state. For example, Georgia was readmitted twice. In April 1869, the U.S. Congress passed an act authorizing voters of Virginia, Mississippi, and Texas to vote on their new state constitutions and to elect state officers and members of Congress. 3 months later, President Ulysses S. Grant signed a proclamation submitting the Texas Constitution to the voters of the state. Texas voted on a revised state constitution in November 1869 and elected a state government. Once convened, the legislature voted to ratify the 14th and 15th Amendments to the United States Constitution, the 13th Amendment, slavery, having already been fully ratified, and elected two U.S. senators, thereby completing the requirements for reinstatement. President Grant signed the act to readmit Texas to congressional representation on March 30, 1870, and this federal act was promulgated throughout Texas by a general order issued by General Reynolds on April 16, 1870. Dude, that may have been the biggest mistake America ever made, with the possible exception of readmitting the state of Mississippi. They wrote, "No requirement exists, either in the Reconstruction Acts governing the rebel states or in the document readmitting Texas to full statehood, for the governor of Texas to sign a document reaffirming Texas' position as a state within the United States Republic. The only ongoing requirement of Texas government was that no constitutional revision should deny the vote or school rights to any citizen of the United States." Dude, and yet women still were not allowed to vote. And blacks were intimidated if they tried to vote. And Indians could not vote. Like I said earlier, power was still reserved only for white men, which never constitute a majority in any state. They continue, "A thorough check of the volumes of federal statutes for the entire period of Reconstruction between 1865 and 1870 and through 1872 revealed no other legislation requiring further proof of submission to the United States government on the part of Texas or any of the other rebel states." Dude, not to sound like a broken record, but it sounds to me like they want you to leave. I know I do. And now they list some Texas facts. The state motto, friendship. Dude, the actual motto is Good Old Southern Boys Club. State flower, the blue bonnet. Dude, for blacks, the state flower is daisies, because underneath them is where you'll find most blacks in Texas. The state bird, the mockingbird. Well, dude, we knew it wasn't going to be the eagle, didn't we? State tree, the pecan. Dude, I get that one. It's because nothing swings in a smoother arc than an uppity Negro beneath a sweet pecan tree. State food, chili. Dude, that makes sense considering that originally you were all a bunch of Mexicans. State plant, the prickly pear. Dude, you got me on that one. I would have sworn it would be cotton. State population, 22,859,000. Dude, how often do you update this crap? You're only under by 4 million. State song, Texas, our Texas. Dude, I am proud to say I've never heard it, nor do I ever want to. Taxes, $150 billion. Dude, there are no states that take as much in federal handouts as conservative states. You people are like a giant leech sucking the rest of the country dry, and your oil barons are the biggest recipients of government charity in the country. Dude, secede. Don't give up. Show us that Texas spirit. Sure, you've lost every war you've ever been in, so maybe it's your turn to win for once. Give it everything you've got, dude. I promise that most of America will be behind you in your effort to leave. Oh, and by the way, I signed your petition to secede. Like most Americans, I feel that watching you Confederate bastards sail off into the sunset would be one of the greatest achievements in America's history. At least, for those of us left behind. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story. Much of the damage that ultraviolet radiation does to the skin occurs hours after sun exposure. Exposure to UV light from the sun or from tanning beds can damage the DNA in melanocytes, the cells that make the melanin that gives skin its color. This damage is a major cause of skin cancer, the most common form of cancer in the United States. In the past, experts believed that melanin protected the skin by blocking harmful UV light. But there was also evidence from studies suggesting that melanin was associated with skin cell damage. In the current study, researchers first exposed mouse and human melanocyte cells to radiation from a UV lamp. The radiation caused a type of DNA damage known as cyclobutane dimer, or CPD, in which two DNA letters attach and bend the DNA, preventing the information it contains from being read correctly. To the researcher's surprise, the melanocytes not only generated CPDs immediately, but continued to do so hours after UV exposure ended. Cells without melanin generated CPDs only during the UV exposure. This showed that melanin had both carcinogenic and protective effects. The researchers next tested the extent of damage that occurred after sun exposure by preventing normal DNA repair in mouse samples. They found that half of the CPDs in melanocytes were dark CPDs. Those are CPDs created in the dark. In searching for an explanation of these results, scientists discovered that the UV light activated two enzymes that combined to excite an electron in melanin. The energy generated from this process, known as chemi-excitation, was transferred to DNA in the dark, creating the same DNA damage that sunlight caused in daytime. Chemi-excitation had previously been seen only in lower plants and animals. While noting that news of the carcinogenic effect of melanin is disconcerting, the researchers also pointed to a ray of hope. The slowness of chemi-excitation may allow time for new preventive tools, such as an evening after sunscreen, designed to block the energy transfer. And now we move to the final segment of the show, Famous Quotes. Today, Franklin D. Roosevelt. He was the 32nd President of the United States. I will give no biography as he has been previously quoted. Here is the quote from Franklin D. Roosevelt. Let us never forget that government is ourselves and not an alien power over us. The ultimate rulers of our democracy are not a president and senators and congressmen and government officials, but the voters of this country.
Are you ready, Bruce?